I love my shower. It is very spacious. It is modern and made of glass. It is beautiful. There's plenty of space, the perfect shower for two. I made love in there so many times with Elsa, and several times without her. I love sex in the shower. I was a competition swimmer for 10 years. To me, water is air, energy, and life. I actually spent my whole puberty in the swimming pool. When I was renovating my apartment 2 years ago, I knew that a large shower, a large bar, and a large bed were absolute musts. The architect really gave it his best. Bar. The boys and I were celebrating our victory in the District Football League. We already finished several bottles of champagne right after the game in the locker room. We didn't think we'd win at all, but our rival was weakened, and it was my lucky day. The boys carried me on their shoulders and poured champagne all over me. There was a lit Cuban cigar going around. We moved to a casino bar and played roulette. I was lucky there as well. We took our men's party to a local disco. Some girls joined us right away. We were pole dancing. Our shirts were flying in the air. We were downing one shot after another like it was water. She woke me up in the wee hours. I was asleep on a bar seat. A white smile, perfect makeup, short dark hair. She was wearing a tight white t-shirt with no bra. I could see her tight breasts with erect nipples. Her short leather skirt was revealing long, slim legs that looked like they were sailing in those red high heels. She handed me my t-shirt and some water. We chatted by the slot machine for a while. I was still winning. The levels of my alcohol and testosterone in my blood were quickly going up, and so was my ever-horny cock. The taxi dropped us off in front of my house at dawn. As soon as we slammed the outside door behind us, I pushed her against the hallway door and kissed her passionately. I drove my tongue into her mouth and entangled it with hers. I grabbed her ass and lifted her up. She wrapped her legs around my waist and pressed herself against me. I could smell her perfume. I was focusing on her breath and her soothe tight body under my hands. I carried her into the living room, still holding her tightly. I was incredibly horny and wanted to be inside her immediately. No foreplay, just raw animal sex. I put her on the couch, promptly took off my shirt, and tried to get out of my skinny jeans. She helped me with that. She knelt in front of me, staring deeply into my eyes. She slowly unfastened my belt and undid the buttons of my jeans. Then, she slid her hand into my shorts and gently touched my cock. That tender, flickering touch ran like an electric shock through my body. I let the jeans fall down to my ankle. She grabbed my throbbing cock with her right hand and started licking it from the tip all the way down to my full balls. I lifted her up from her knees, kissed her again, and turned her around. I grabbed her breasts, first over her top, but then I slid my fingers under it and stroked her hard nipples. I was fondling her, kissing her on the neck for a while, and then I eagerly freed her out of her clothes. I put her on the couch the way she was, her back facing me, got on my knees, and entered her. I exhaled with delight and shoved into her as deep as I could. I couldn't go slowly. I was going faster and faster, thrusting wildly. I felt my cock inside of her so intensely that my belly was tightening from the rush of excitement. I grabbed her shoulder with one hand and her curvy hip with the other one, thrusting fast. I came on her butt within a few moments, falling on the couch, exhausted. She was kissing my nipples, gently running her fingers around my belly button. Suddenly, I got splashed with cold water. It scared me like hell, and I sat down. "Damn!" I shouted, and the head fell into my lap. "Don't want you to be too hot." Efka put an old tin bucket down on the grass, laughing at me. "You scared me! Aaron, attack!" I tried to grab Efka by the leg, but I realized I had a huge boner. Luckily, the head was covering it. I hope she hadn't noticed.
"Wait, Philip! What's that? Can you see it too?"
Efka shouted at me and grabbed my shoulder. My breath stopped and my heart skipped. I could feel it in my throat.
"Looks like some scouts are making a campfire,"
my cousin's friend, or lover, replied and started slowly but steadily going down.
"Philip, take a better look. It's not a campfire. It looks like a roof."
"Shit, that's old Byers' farm. Call the fire hotline, quick!" I shouted at her. I don't even know how, but I was dashing down, taking the wooden stairs two at once. I almost knocked Ava down the middle. I jumped on my bike and started pedaling across the meadow towards the forest. It would have taken me longer if I had used the road. Luckily, the grass was freshly mown. All I had to do was be careful about the molehills that were all over the meadow like mines. The closer I was getting to the farm, the thicker the smoke was rising from the roof. I heard the strident noise of a siren in my ears, and I was pedaling as though my life depended on it.
"God, I hope it's not the stables. Stella, hold on! Wait for me, I'm coming, girl!" I shouted, pedaling so hard like I was in Tour de France.
I could barely feel my legs. I was literally jumping on my bike. The wind was whipping me in the face, flies were bumping into me, and the smoke was getting closer to me. I could see the situation was very bad when I got to the farm. Volunteer firefighters were arriving at the gate. 6 guys jumped out of the van. Another 4 young firefighters were already utilizing the hoses from the fire truck that was parked on the other side. I recognized some of them from yesterday's sing-along at the swimming pool. I ran past them through the open gate of the yard. The stables were on fire.
"Come on! We've got to get the horses out! There's a foal inside!" I shouted at the firefighters.
I was the first one to run in the stables. The smoke was everywhere, and the fire was raging between the stalls. I was almost blinded, but I was going to the last stall as I was sure about where to go.
"Everybody out! Now! It's about to collapse!"
I could hear the firefighters yelling from afar. I managed to open the stall. There was a frightened foal in the corner. I grabbed it by the mane and dragged it out. I slapped its butt at the door, and the foal ran into the yard. One young firefighter ran inside as well. We managed to open the metal door latches on the other 3 stalls, and we were quick pulling out the horses out. I've always been a bit afraid of those big, sturdy animals, but there was no time nor space for fear. I wasn't paying attention to the roof burning over my head either. When I wanted to go back for the 3rd horse, 2 muscular men grabbed me by arms on both sides and dragged me away from the stables' door. I was screaming, trying to get out from under them, but they were holding me tightly. Then, the roof collapsed. I was just standing there, tears in my eyes, coughing, unable to catch my breath.
By then, the yard and everything around it was filled with dozens of firefighters.
Even the professional firefighters arrived from town. Blue lights were flashing everywhere.